We continue in Sefer Tomer Dvorah. We begin Perek Chamishi. We learned the Sefira of Chochmah, the Sefira of Bina, and now we enter into the Perek speaking about Ketzad Yargil Adam Atzmo Bemidat HaChesed, the Sefira of Chesed. This is going to be, I think, the longest Perek from all the upcoming Prakim, and also it will deal a lot with inyanim of Kabbalah, and Be'ezrat Hashem we will try to be mafshit the inyanim as much as possible. Ikar knisat ha'adam el sod ha'chesed hu le'ehov et Hashem tachlit ahava. The entrance of a person into the midah of chesed, into the sod of sfirat ha'chesed, is by loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest degree of love, more than anything else. Ahava is chesed. And so to enter into the midah of chesed, what we're talking about here is ahavat Hashem, to love Hashem. And in this perek, we're going to study all types of ways of expressing chesed and ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in general, shelo yaniach avodato leshum siba. Ahavat Hashem means not to forsake serving Hashem for any reason whatsoever. Mipene she'en davar ne'ehav etzlo klal le'erech ahavato yitbarach. Because there is nothing that is beloved to him compared to the love that he has for Hashem. Which means a person who loves Hashem betachlit ahava will not forsake avodat Hashem, specific, let's say, tefillah. Tefillah is avodat Hashem, of course. Let's say the tefillah is going to coincide with his meal. If he's going to go pray, he's going to miss out on that good meal that he waited for. So now he has to make a choice. The one who loves Hashem betachlit ahava, it's not even a question. He chooses avodat Hashem over ahavat ha-ma'achalim, over love of food. Because his love for food does not compare to the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, a person who loves Hashem tends to the needs of ahavat Hashem, of avodat Hashem, first, has priority. First, let me make sure that everything that has to do with serving Hashem is in place. And then what's left is for everything else. But avodat Hashem takes priority in the heart of a ohev Hashem, one who is entering into the midah of chesed. V'tihiye ha'ahava zot tku'a belibo, and this love of Hashem is embedded in his heart for all situations. Ben yekabel tovot me'et HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ben yekabel yisurim v'tochachot. Whether he receives good from Hashem, good times, everything is going well, to love Hashem, like we spoke about yesterday. Uben yekabel yisurim v'tochachot. And also in times where he's receiving yisurim, lo alenu, where he's suffering, where it's difficult for him, he's being chastised. Yachshevem le'ahava lo. The Ohev Hashem, the one who enters into the Midah of Chesed, will consider anything that happens to him Ahava from Hashem. Even Yisurim and Tochecha. Kedichtiv, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Avzayin, Ne'emanim Pitzei Ohev. The wounds that come from a friend, from one who loves you, are Ne'emanim, are loyal. They're good for you. There's a good reason behind it. Whether it's to make sure that you won't be in the place where something worse will happen, whether it's to make sure that this is fixing and even atoning for something that one did. There can be many reasons for Yisurim, and all the reasons are Ahavato Yitbarach. And the one who loves Hashem, the one who is investing in the Midah of Chesed, sees the Chesed and sees Ahava in the Yisurim and the Tochachot. Ukedichtiv uvchol meodecha, as the pasuk of Ahavat Hashem culminates with the words uvchol meodecha ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha bechol levavecha uvchol nafshecha. Now uvchol meodecha. It's interesting because if I would be writing the pasuk, for example, I would probably put uvchol nafshecha at the end, meaning uvchol levavecha uvchol meodecha uvchol nafshecha. What's uvchol nafshecha? Afilu notelet nafshecha, even if he's taking one's life. Wow, that's like the highest form of expression of Ahavat Hashem. But we see that actually, I'm taking for granted that the pasuk is going v'derech lozu avzu, that the bigger chidush comes next. Uvechol me'odecha, which literally means with all your might or with all your possessions. But Chachamim in the Mishnah in Basechet Brachot explain bechol meodecha, bechol mida umida, uperchu bechol mida umida shu moded lecha. In any measure that he's measuring with us, whichever measure he's taking with us, no matter what the circumstances are, what the situations are in life, a person still clings to Ahavat Hashem. He still loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called applying oneself to the midah of Ahava, to the midah of Chesed. And here he says, "Kedei lichlol kol hamidot bechesed." If he does so, bechol midah u'midah shehu moded lecha, love Hashem. So what he's doing is he's bringing all the midot into the midah of Chesed. He's kolel. He's including the midah of gvura, the midah of malchut, whichever midah it is, bechol midah u'midah shehu moded lecha, he's including it into chesed. In the previous perek, in the Sefirah of Bina, we spoke about mituk adinim. We spoke about sweetening the gvurot. This is also touching upon mituk adinim, that when a person is in a difficult situation and yet he's able to cling to ahavat Hashem, to believing and to knowing and to thinking that it is for his good. So what he just did is he took that midah, which was used on him at that moment, and he put it into the midah of chesed, to be kolel midat ha-gvura v'chesed. That's mituk adinim. V'nimtza sod hanhagato me'amalchut. And he says that is rooted, his hanhaga, that conduct, is rooted in the midah of Malchut. The Sefirah of Malchut, which is the last Sefirah of the 10 Sefirot, puts everything together. A melech, a king, is someone that cannot be rattled, is someone that doesn't buckle under pressure. Imagine you'd see a king, when everything is going good, he's smiling. But when things are pressured, he's crying, or he's angry, or he's losing his temper. That's not a king. A king, no matter what the situation is, everybody's looking up to him to see a calm and collected disposition. That's a king. That's a melech. So the midah of malchut is the midah that is kolel all the midot. So this hanhaga of bechol midah u'midah to remember the chesed and ahavat Hashem, that's rooted in the midah of malchut, which Be'ezat Hashem we'll talk about more in perek chi'i. In the ninth perek we'll speak more specifically in the midah of malchut. So just in general, this is the beginning of this perek, of the midah of chesed, right? Obviously chesed also means to do good with people. We're going to talk about that. But it's all rooted in the midah of ahavat Hashem. And to know, the Ohev Hashem knows that everything that happens to him is also Ahavat Hashem. So that's the Midah of Chesed.